Hello. Today was a pretty good day. Much better than yesterday. It was mostly downhill today, which was nice. We got up early, got going early, earlier than we have been. It was warmer this morning than it has been. That's probably why. It was still cold, but it wasn't as freezing cold as it has been. We started walking, we went down some lakes, and went around some ridges, stopped by a river, to get some water, kept going, had some lunch. Lunch was early because we started early. Kept going, and we got to our ending spots, well, like a half a mile from where we were going to camp, and where I was hoping to get to by dinner time. We got there by like 5 o'clock, which normally dinner time is in the 6 o'clock hour. We stop like between 6 and 6:15, maybe 5:45. 5:45 to 6:15 is usually when we stop. And here we are at 5 o'clock, and it's ready to go. So we filled some water, made some dinner, and just kind of hung out for a little while. Because we could have gone farther today. We did almost 24 miles. We could have at least done 25, maybe 26. Almost 26, but it doesn't look like there's anywhere to camp. We've been walking through forest all day, and it's kind of like heavy underbrush and not very flat and just kind of not adequate camping sites. So we decided to camp where the guidebook said there was a camp by the spring, and then it goes up to a road, the trail goes up to a road, and then it goes up the side of the mountain, and it doesn't, and from the map, it doesn't look like there would be any place to camp. So we decided not to press on and just call it an early day, which is kind of nice. Raymond built a nice fire. He's been, every night, he's like, we get to camp early, I can build a fire. He's like, every day wants a fire. And not that I have anything against a fire, but usually we're in camp and then I want to just get my stuff done and then I want to go to bed because we have to get up early tomorrow and go walking. If we didn't have to get up early tomorrow, we just kind of do whatever, we only do a couple miles a day or something. Like, yeah, no problem, fire, stay up all night, or stay up late by the fire and stuff, it'd be nice. But, I don't know, we have to go walking 24 miles tomorrow. I don't really care as much about the fire because I get tired. And when I walked so far already today, I get tired and just kind of want to go home. Or not go home, go to sleep. Go home in my tent. So, let's see, is there anything exciting that happened today? We were really cruising today, which is awesome. Tomorrow's more up and down, so I don't know that we'll get to camp as early, but we should still be able to do 24 miles. We were due 24 and a half yesterday, so should be doable. I know this is probably very exciting for those of you following along at home, all about my mileage, but these are the things that I think about all day, like, well, if we do 24 miles, then how many miles will it be until we get to Timberland? Then we get to Timberland this time, and then how long can we stay there, and then how far should we go, and then the next day, and so on, until we get to a resupply, and whatnot. These are the things I think of. And then I think about how far it's going to be from Amy's to the next place, to the next place, to the next place, and what days we're going to be there, days of the week, to make sure we get the post office. And yeah, it's very exciting when I'm walking. I also think about things I'm going to do when I get home, when I finally get home. Like have a girls' night and watch Sex and the City movie finally, which will be exciting. And I don't know, it's just, you just have things. These are the things I think about. I do worry about mileage a lot, which I try not to. I try not to worry about making the miles and everything. But I don't know. It's hard not to, because if you could just keep going and there was never like a time when you couldn't get through, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. But since the snows usually come mid-October, it's kind of like, well, we have to keep on going so that we make sure to get there in time. Or else we're just not going to make it, and I really want to make it, so I really want to get to Canada, and I don't want the snow to shut us out, so we have to just keep on pushing on, and I keep on going over my head, like, mileage and stuff like that, to see, like, dates, when are we going to make it and everything. We should be able to make it by the latest October 10th if we continue the way we're going. If we are able to do 20 miles a day, we'll get there at least by the 8th, I would say. Because we're going to be leaving my cousins no later than the 10th. And taking a day at the Dinsmores, and there's one day where you have to take a bus like 23 miles or something like that, so that probably takes a while, so that might take most of the day to get down to the post office. But yeah, hopefully it's not more than that. Hopefully it doesn't take us until after the 10th. That's my like ultimate date when we have to be in Canada and we have to walk all night if we have to get there. So yeah, that's that. And nothing too exciting happened today. We walked pretty fast. It was just in woods, I guess, is really the main thing. I only took one picture of the sign, and that was the only picture I took today. Just because there's nothing to take pictures of, you're just in the woods. Which I don't mind. I actually really like walking just through the woods, especially in the deep woods, because it's really cool in the deep woods. You can tell as soon as you start coming, as soon as the woods start thinning out, you can tell the temperature difference. And then once the woods are gone and you're just like out in the open, it's like way warmer. And then it's nice when it's like really warm, and then you go back in the deep woods again and it's all cool and nice and cold. And yeah, today was actually a pretty nice day. Yeah, it got into the 60s, I think, which if we would have been going uphill would have been a little too warm, I think. But I don't know, I just get so warm going uphill, and I get like overheated, and I don't really know why. And so yeah, but tomorrow will be more uphill. Hopefully it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, yeah. It's supposed to be a little warmer and then get a little cooler on Saturday and into next week. Not like really cold like it was, but I don't think it's supposed to get down to freezing tonight either. Again, very exciting stuff that's happening here. But we camped by the spring and yeah, in the woods. We'll probably be in the woods tomorrow. We're on an Indian reservation right now. We'll be on it until tomorrow lunchtime-ish. And yeah, it's actually been pretty nice. Things have been signed, like the rivers and stuff have been signed, which usually there's no sign or anything, so you just have to guess that's where you are or pull out the GPS and verify that's where you are. So it's been kind of nice. There was a viewpoint we passed, but it wasn't much of a viewpoint. Raymond was like, where was the viewpoint? And I was like, I don't know. And so that was fun. And yeah, I think that's about it. So, I guess I'll go since nothing exciting happened today.